WrestleMania 3 at the Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. It's a day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man
nothing
Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
Randy was very pissed. He's very pissed off.
He's always charismatic, so you can never really tell how pissed he is.
Yeah, but that was a great intro. Thank you for that, Sretton. The cream always rises
savage.
To the top. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Juice Pro Wrestling Episode 14. This is Juice the Animal Steel. Along with me, as always, is Sretton the Savage and, of course, my close confidant, Big Ed the Assassin. What's going on, Ed?
What up, dude?
Back for more.
Back for more.
Episode 4 for Big Ed, right?
Trying to wet him up.
Oh, he's going to wet him
four
up.
Four more times.
It's the best thing going today. Yeah, dig it. Oh, yeah. This week, we're going to be doing some games because, you know, we're all about playing games and having fun. We're drinking on some Budweiser. What else are we drinking on, Ed?
I thought this was sponsored by Revolution. What'd you have? You had some Anti-Hero?
Yeah, no, I'm a mixer.
You're a mixer.
Keep it real. That's why those hangovers are so bad the next
day. They're vicious.
Yeah.
Some Sun Crusher.
Sun Crusher and Anti-Hero.
Anti-Hero and tequila.
And tequila, right? What kind of tequila are we sipping on?
Corralejo tequila.
Corralejo.
Corralejo. He said that better than me.
He did. Si, yes, yes.
Can you roll my R's? My name is Sretton.
He sounds so militant and imposing. He will impose his will on your life force. We also got a gang of ladies up in JP Dub tonight, so we're very proud to have you ladies here. You know, come on, man.
You're bullshitting about the ladies. You don't even hear anybody in the background.
Hey, ladies, come on. What's up? Are you guys in the house or what? Woo! I wasn't lying. I keeps it real wet.
They're just going to assume that I used all my badass editing skills and edited that.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Some audio clips.
We can't edit out the women, you know. The women love the JP Dub. They can't help it.
At least one does.
Yeah, at least one. The other two are like not quite sure about this yet, but they're going to go home with a better outlook on life.
Let's start this thing.
Let's get it fucking rocking and rolling. We're going to shoot off with some news. Sweating.
With some news you can use.
Yeah. In this segment, you know, this is the news that do I give a fuck about? Or do I not give a fuck about? So let's start rattling them off.
I'm gonna read my best.
Yeah. And the whole point of this is if it's something I think is worthwhile, you need to know, as Sretton's gagging over there on a huge I will let you know. And if not, we will subtly pass.
Story number one.
Yes. Story number one.
Former WWE Tough Enough winner Matt Capelli passes away.
God,
that's
no
a
one
sad
cares.
Story.
It is, but you know what? Who the fuck was this guy?
I don't remember him.
I don't think a single person in this room knows who it is.
I mean, yeah, I feel bad.
Rest in peace, you heartless.
Yeah, for sure. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in pieces. I mean, peace.
All right, next.
Next!
Jim Cornette shares story about Vader getting caught in his pyro during WWE entrance.
Another dead wrestler we paid homage to last week. RIP Vader. And real quick, I'm going to get off subject because I wanted to tell this story last week. If you guys go on YouTube or newjapanworld.com and look up the Vader match versus Stan Hansen. During this match, his eye actually popped out of the socket, and he was probably like a anywhere between 12 15 minute long match, if I remember correctly. I'm getting butt heavy already. His eye pops out of the socket. It's real fucked up, and you could just, he pushes it back in and you can still see it like swollen shut, and he finishes the whole match, and it's something you guys should all check out because Vader was a tough some bitch. It's top! It's Vader! Top! Top!
Thank you.
Yes. Next.
How's those eardrums?
Oh, top notch.
They're taking a pounding. That poontine pounding. Next!
All right. I think I know what you're going to say with this one, but
okay.
Vince McMahon to invest $500 million in his first three seasons of the XFL.
Yeah.
Do you give a shit?
Do I give a shit about the XFL? Yes and no. I think it's cool because everybody's pissed off at the NFL and... it's getting a little weak. So if another league can come around.
You got it.
I can't talk tonight, man. But if there's another football league that can come around and give fans what they want to see in football, I'm all for it. Who cares if it's Vince McMahon or fucking anybody else? So, yeah. Good job, Vince.
Honestly, the XFL back in the day, I mean, it was a great idea.
But it was stupid. It was like, it was wrestling, you know?
Oh, 100%.
Jesse the Body Ventura. And by God, they had Jim Ross on there calling the games.
Selling his barbecue sauce.
I've been living in Mexico for the last 6 years, and they brought me back for the first season of the XFL. And this is all bullshit.
I think he actually did say that once.
What sucked?
Yeah, it sucked.
All sucked. It had X on it.
Yeah, it was black.
It was black, yeah. How do you see it at night?
I don't know. Some people like black balls, though. No offense to you that do like black balls, so. Moving on.
Where are we at here?
Here's a good one. Mick Foley talks to Chris Jericho about legendary Hell in the Cell match with The Undertaker.
Why is he talking to him about it?
Well, Chris Jericho has a podcast, you know. Talk is Jericho. Shout out to Talk is Jericho.
It's a pretty good podcast.
Why don't you recognize the JP Dub? Yeah.
Come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show, Jericho. Anyways, Ed, what do you got to say about that?
Honestly, dude, I remember as a kid watching that thing. Yeah. It's nuts. I thought it was fucking dead.
Like, yeah, you know? That was the one where he chokeslammed him through the top of the cage, and yeah. I don't think it was supposed
it wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
Like, even Taker was like, holy shit, I can't believe this.
His fucking tooth got knocked out, and it came out through his nose. And he's sitting in the corner, he's just smiling like...
Yeah, that was probably... if you think about it, there wasn't a lot of action in that match, right? But the action that was there, it was unbelievable. It's like, it took a while for it to sink in. So, killer. Shout out to Mankind Foley.
What else we got, Sret?
Vince changes plans for SummerSlam, and Bork Laser is no longer scored.
Bork Laser!
Brock Lesnar debacle. I don't really care about it. All that's leading up to is some more Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns shit that
no I just want to see him go back to UFC already.
Yeah, go take some more peds and pummel more guys like Mark Hunt and get on with your life.
What was his name?
Mark Hunt.
What?
Mark Hunt.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go.
Next!
This is a story I'm interested in. What you think?
Okay.
Cody Rhodes talks about possibility of All In 2 event, Ring of Honor title match and blah, blah, blah. But they haven't even finished the first one. And they haven't even talked about...
Yeah, but they sold out the 10,000 seats in less than 30 minutes.
You think it's okay for them to talk about the possibility of a second one?
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to generate a lot of fucking money with this.
You think they'll get Bork on there?
I don't know if they'll get Bork, you know?
What's
they might
name?
Get CM Punk.
What's his name?
Bork! Bork Laser!
Need to get some Q-tips, clean out that shit in your ears, Threaten. Yeah, as far as Cody Rhodes goes, he's kind of got some big shit going on. Actually, tonight, what is today? The 29th. So as you guys are listening to this, we're going to be a couple days ahead in the future, and this episode will be in the past. We're going to go.
So are you telling me that JP Dub podcast is also a fucking time machine?
I think I am. We got some Jolt in the fridge. We've had, what else have we had?
Zima.
In the fridge?
Yeah. We've
had sandwiches in there.
Yeah. We've had body parts.
Sushi.
Sushi.
We've had sushi.
Yeah, we love the sushi.
So think about it, dude. It was 2 days old by the time we were listening to the podcast.
So that's happening tonight. Ring of Honor, best in the world. Cody Rhodes is fighting in a triple threat match against Marty Skrull, the villain Marty Skrull. I always fuck up his last name.
Marty Jannetty?
No, not Marty Jannetty guy. He's probably smoking crack somewhere. Thinking about his glory days with the Rockers, his glory hole days. But no, it's a big opportunity for Cody to go against Dalton Castle and Marty Skrull, who is Dalton's the Ring of Honor world champion, and to win that belt tonight and then face Kenny Omega on July 7th in New Japan Pro Wrestling for the IWGP heavyweight title, and then go on to face Nick Aldis at the All In event in Chicago at the Sears Center on September 1st for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, which the NWA, for those of you that don't know, was purchased by one William Patrick Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. And I think that would be fucking awesome if he could win all three of those belts, and just a big middle finger to WWE shit, you know? Yeah, I love it. I love everything they're doing. We're all in.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
And I can smear you.
Next!
Jim Ross talks about Ronda Rousey's promo skills, CM Punk's future in pro wrestling.
Ronda, arouse me?
Mixed martial arts. I don't know what the hell he talks about, but he talks about them. So I want to know what you guys think about Ronda Rousey's promo skills, CM Punk's future in pro wrestling. I don't want to talk about his future in mixed martial arts.
No, he has no future.
I was reading up on that. Jim Ross said that it's a good thing that, hey, he tried it, but it just didn't pan out.
So you got to stop.
But as far as the wrestling thing, they say that they could see him returning but never being a full-time pro, kind of somewhat what Jericho does.
Yeah.
You know, comes I don't, and goes.
And money talks, you know, so never say never. He could wind up back in WWE again, but I would prefer him somewhere else. He might show up at All In.
Well, I think if he went back to WWE, they probably wouldn't utilize him just because all the bridges he burned, you know?
Yeah, he was kind of a dick.
Oh, it was awesome, though. He's my favorite modern era wrestler, for sure.
He don't drink beer, though. You don't support that revolution.
No, but when I first started playing in bands, dude, they put the X on my hand.
So you were straight edge?
Well,
let me tell you, a lot of straight edge people I've met touring and stuff, they were fucking dicks. They just wanted to fight you and like talk about eating vegan food and shit, and their poop always stunk.
I'm purely a vegetables. A veganist or of vegan.
You're a Satanist, admit it.
Vegetarianism? But what is it? Veganism?
Is it vegan?
Yeah.
By your line of reasoning, based on what you just said.
What the fuck did he just say? We don't get it.
You said you hate people that are straight edge because their poop stinks.
Yeah.
Do you go around smelling everyone's poop that you come across?
I know.
Pretty much. I'm a dog,
answer
man.
Me.
He'll smell their ass.
I will sniff their ass.
Well, you answer.
All right.
Ready?
Yes. Give it to me, baby.
We got here. Blah, 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 blah. John Cena jokes about adding...
Wait, can you see him?
About adding,
I can't see him.
Who the fuck
I've
are we talking
been able
about?
To see him.
John Cena jokes about adding to his infamous five moves of doom. Moves of doom.
Five moves of poo. Yeah, what's he did add to it.
What does that mean?
Everybody would always rag on him because he only had five moves that he did. Much like people always said Hogan had the big boot. You know, he did the punch, he would Hulk up, and big boot and leg drop, and that was it.
Body slam.
Yeah, body slam, maybe a chokehold, and that's kick to the face.
Or the rake to the back.
Yeah, rake to the back was always great. When he was Hollywood Hogan, it's such a, like, oh my God, did that really hurt? Has Hogan got some coke nails going or something?
Next!
Next, trying to find a good one here.
Hair versus mask match, which is going to happen at Impact Wrestling Slammiversary. Actually, a Lucha Underground match happening in Impact Wrestling with Pentagon Jr., who's fucking awesome, and Sammy Callahan. So, yeah, tune in to that shit. Google it.
What does that mean, hair versus mask?
Well, Pentagon Jr. is a luchador, and he has a mask. And Sammy Callahan has some hair, so whoever loses is going to lose hair, or he's going to lose his mask. And with luchadors, it's like a big no-no.
That's
you know?
A big deal.
Yeah, when they demask...
I remember
themselves.
When Rey Mysterio took his off because he wanted everybody to see his beautiful face, and then
he was kind of beautiful, but then he was ugly at the same time. I'm kind of conflicted. Speaking of Rey Mysterio, he is appearing in the WWE 2K19 video game as a pre-order character along with a yet to be named superstar. Kind of a big deal because he's going to end up being back in WWE.
I thought he was going to be on WrestleMania 2000.
We're going to be on WrestleMania 2000. Getting that tournament going. All right. What else we got here?
Next!
We got...
Stacy Keibler gives birth to the second child.
Oh, my.
It wasn't mine, so what the fuck do I care?
She got legs!
Rumor has it.
She knew how to use them.
Rumor has it. She named that baby.
George Clooney?
Threatened.
After her failed attempt.
Who's Stacy Keibler?
WCW. Remember the blonde chick?
She was a Nitro girl, wasn't she?
I think she started.
She started off dancing with a Stars girl. Person.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's so fun. Yeah, the blonde, long legs, real super long legs. She was dating George Clooney for a hot second.
Good for her.
Oh yeah, good for him.
This is the same thing. That's it for that
yeah.
one. Johnny Gargano announced for next week's
versus EC3.
All right. Yeah. Well, let me see if we got two more, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks admits she was shocked and in awe watching Ronda Rousey's WWE debut.
Wasn't everybody?
I don't know.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't. Were they?
False flag, motherfucker. I was impressed with it. You know, I thought she was going to do real fucking bad, but she's getting better. Still not a fan of ripping off Roddy Piper's gimmick, but you know.
Honestly, I'm a fan of it. I think it's all right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Didn't she ask permission multiple times?
100%.
She got the blessing, but you know, I don't care. Come up with your own shit.
I dig it.
What about this? This is a shock to me.
Is it a shocker?
Gene Snitsky.
Snitsky
announces his retirement from pro wrestling.
Oh man, hearts are broken worldwide. Let me tell you, he had one moment in WWE in like the mid 2000s where he punted a baby. it was a baby doll, but you know, he like kicked it out, and he's like, "It wasn't my fault that your baby died." Everybody's like, "Yeah, that's not funny." I enjoyed it. That's why this is my show, because it's very dark. I'm a very dark man. Because
if you don't like it,
you get the fuck out. It's my fucking house, I tell you. Give me a little taste, Ed. Come on.
You know what it is? And if you don't like it, get the... You know what? Shut up, Gus. Your wife's a fat, hairy bitch. And your kids, they're little hairy motherfuckers just like their mother.
Goonie goo goo.
That's a shout out to Eddie Murphy.
There you go. When he was funny, when he wasn't doing Daddy Delirious, Daycare man. 5 or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
I don't care. It's still the best. It's the best stand-up.
I wonder what the Pricks on Flicks boys think of that. They probably like the Daddy Daycare movies, right? What do you think, Sret?
Daddy Daycare?
Yeah.
First one was great.
Was it?
First
I've never seen
great.
It.
You All should.
Right. All right. Fuck the news. Let's move on.
Oh, there's one more.
Oh, get it.
One more
get
news
it, boy.
Story.
You just got to get
hey, guys,
it.
Guys, Kohl's is having a sale.
Kohl's is having a sale.
I'm so down for Kohl's sale. I can I get that Kohl's cash?
Yeah, thank you for humoring me in my dumbass jokes.
Yeah.
Who's Tennille Dashwood?
That was Emma in WWE. She's okay. Australian Heidi.
All right.
Australian.
Guess what time it is?
For beer.
Now what? I got to ask you this.
It's time.
It's time for the game.
It is time for the game.
Do you want to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
I want to do it.
I want to get on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
The thing is, you got to
Do we need one more person in this game? You want to get on this?
Are you ready for the game?
I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm salivating.
Before we start,
please explain.
We're going to play the game. This is the time that we play the game. We're going to play the game. The fucking game.
Time to play the game!
For this game, it's not just Ed and Juice. There's a...
triple threat.
When we were talking about there were guests in the studio listening, and we said they were girls, we were not lying.
Yeah, there were a lot of girls. We ain't fucking nerds up in this bitch, you know? Yeah, Aggie Santos, welcome.
Aggie Santos, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem.
And the thing is, she's been known as Aggie Santos her entire life.
Yeah.
Aggie.
Yes.
This is how we're going to play the game. This game is all about finishing moves and super moves of different wrestlers.
Okay,
all
so basically,
men.
Who can Google the fastest?
No, there's no Googles.
No Googling.
Oh, no Googling.
This is straight from the dome.
All right.
Dome
I'm going to name the wrestler.
All right.
Then I'm going to name 4 to 5 moves. And then, if you know which move it is, if you know whose move it is, you yell out your name because we don't have buzzers.
Okay.
So what would you yell out?
Aggie Santos.
Just your first name, Hawks, too.
Aggie Santos.
Aggie Santos. I can't not do the full thing.
It has to be. It has to be the full name.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. You guys make the rules. All right.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
All right. Let me get my sheet ready.
I'm distracted.
Fuck, you guys make the rules. Fuck you guys. I spent 4 hours trying to come up with this.
I've come up with this game and I don't know what I'm doing.
Then fucking Aggie Santos comes on and fucking throws me a fucking curveball.
First wrestler, Chris Jericho.
Big Ed.
Ding ding. There's no buzzer.
I have to read the names off first.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh.
We gotta guess what finishing maneuver.
A little change.
Is.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Because
some of them are gonna be multiple. There's actually only two of them. Are gonna have multiple answers.
Yes.
Chris Jericho. Which one of these are his moves? Ready?
Yes. Now hold up. But I just want to stress the fact that he's gonna name off a list of moves, and like he said, some of them will be multiple, and we're talking signature and finishing maneuvers. So let him finish his list before we fucking hit the table or chime in or slap an ass.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Chris Jericho, the Lion Tamer. I will beat you. Nope. I will beat your fucking ass. That's one move. Another move is called Neck Scarf. The other one's called The Runs. Another move is called Walls of Jericho. Another move is called Codebreaker. Another move is called Series of Chest Slaps.
Juice.
Annie Santo.
Did I win?
Yeah.
All right. The Walls of Jericho. The Codebreaker and the Lion Tamer.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Sorry, Ed, I'm screwing this up a little bit.
Hey, you know what though? When it's correct, you got to play the Chris Farley. That is correct.
We might have to do that.
I am erect, and that is correct.
Next one. We're just going to run right through this one. So you'll know when I'm done because I'll actually say done with the names.
You'll actually say done.
I'll Will you say Ryan done? Done?
When I'm done, I'll say done.
All right.
So far, Juice has got three.
Yeah. So bitches.
All right, ready? Next wrestler.
Kenny Omega.
Yes.
The names are.
You're fucked. Ed.
Flop sweat, level 1000. Injured chesticle. Warm day testicle. A headbutt and a tic tac. One wing angel. Done.
Juice. One wing angel.
That is correct.
Bam. That is correct.
Don't sound so fucking excited, Agisanto!
Ready?
Yes.
Next wrestler.
She's Googling.
Man, Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe.
Dig it.
Ready?
Good idea.
Yeah. We just did a hacky sack of Macho Man impersonations right now.
I know.
I enjoyed it.
Ready?
Yes.
The moves are cruising for a bruising.
Ooh.
The whippersnapper.
I am always cruising for a bruising.
The cut of his jib. Elizabeth's razor burn. Flying elbow drop. Done.
Again.
Yes, sir.
Flying elbow drop.
That is correct.
Bam. That is correct.
He had to get in at some point.
Next
he
wrestler.
Got good.
Faux show.
For life.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shitsuke Nakamura.
Shitstain Nakamura.
Shitstain Nakamura.
Knock, knock, knock it on.
This one only has two.
All right, let's do it.
Bumaya, a.k.a. Kinshasa.
Yeah, I wonder what it is.
The second move is many repeated kicks to the nuts.
Juice.
Done.
Juice.
Yes.
Kinshasa.
That is correct.
Bam. That is correct.
So far, this game is garbage. Ready? Next one. The wrestler, his name is El Hijo del Fantasma.
Oh, I know who that is. You know, real quick, you know who that is, Ed? From Lucha Underground?
Go ahead, educate. Who is it?
You do not know who it is. You've been watching Lucha Underground.
Obviously, he's the son of the ghost.
He is. He's King Cuerno, Lucha Underground. You guys are still looking at me like, motherfucker, King Cuerno.
Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Ready? Trick question? Ready?
Yes.
Two of them. The thrill of the kill, the arrow from the depths of hell. Done.
Done. Juice. They were both right.
That is correct.
Bam! That is correct.
So far, Ed's
flexing
got one.
My big
Juice
dick knowledge.
What is this? 5, 6, 7, 7-1, 2-0.
This is repayment for the obliteration that you served me.
I destroyed you. It got to the point where he was deducting points.
Yeah, you did get the eighth of a point.
Yeah,
and then at the end, you got like -6.
You said, everybody, this is worth 10 points, except Ed, it's an eighth of a point or -6 points.
Next wrestler, The yes. Undertaker.
Ooh, love him. Ooh.
There's only two. Ready?
Yes.
Tombstone, The Retirement Plan.
Ed
got it.
Aggie.
Bam. That is correct.
Oh, fuck you. I was going to say the same thing. Aggie was going to say the same thing.
Aggie, you're the
Aggie,
worst
type of Aggie needs a prize.
Next wrestler.
Let's get it.
Kazuchika Okada.
Oh, here we go.
Ready. There's five names on here. Five moves.
Yeah.
Five moves.
Tornado Claw. Drill Claw. Berserker Barrage.
Berserker Barrage.
Those are all Cage's moves.
Spandex Stretchy Kick. And the Rainmaker. Done.
Juice.
Yeah.
The Rainmaker.
That is correct.
Bam! That is correct.
Berserker Barrage was Wolverine's movie.
Yeah, those are three of them.
Well, Cage, who is in Lucha Underground Impact Wrestling now, he uses those moves. He has moves that are badass.
It's a name.
Yeah, like the Drill Claw is one of his finishers. Pretty badass. The Weapon X is one of them. He's a big dude.
Super original. Bro.
Super traps. I like to lick them.
Holy jeez, I wanted to lick them.
Ready? The next wrestler, Rey Mysterio Jr. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrestling moves. Ready?
All right, Aggie.
Aggie's here.
Aggie's here and Aggie's.
Aggie's in the building.
Ready? The 219, the beer and wine. The toy is mine. The silent mime, the 619. Done.
Juice.
Go.
619.
Bam. That is correct.
219. 619. The juice.
Next wrestler, Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, bring it on, baby. Cody's all in it.
Now, this one's got two. Ready?
There's 1, 2.
Meet me at the crossroads.
Six moves. Ready? Millionaire cheap ass. nearly empty can of hair product, the man fist, Crossroads, Silver Spoon DDT. Done.
Aggie. Hey. The man fist.
Are these like wishes? Or are you searching for the man fist at JP Dub?
It might be.
I can help you with that.
Oh, shit. What were they again?
Millionaire T-Pass, nearly empty can of hair product, the man fist, Crossroads, Silver Spoon DDT.
Crossroads.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Meet me at the crossroads, you won't be lonely. Hey, do you miss your Uncle Charles yet?
I miss your Uncle Charles.
He shall be gone at home. I miss my Uncle Charles, man. He's
a fucking great
guy.
And I'm going to miss everybody.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to cry.
Ready?
Don't do it.
Yes.
The next Hulk Hogan.
Oh, shit.
I'm ready.
Hulk Hogan is like a hot mess in Hollywood. I'm sorry. Every time I hear his name, I'm just like, holy shit, I remember his show.
Can we get a chair shot to Aggie's head?
Hogan knows best.
Yeah, Hogan knows best.
Ready? Ready, ready?
Yes. Let's party.
He probably does.
The moves are the brother's brother.
What?
The brother's brother.
Brother?
Tight hip flexor. The fanny pack. The kiss blown. The leg drop. Done.
Begin.
Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I thought we already hit it.
God
yes.
damn it.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Stop beating the shit out of my table.
I am so sorry. I'm glad you put
you
a lot
what?
Of screws
You know what?
We need to get buzzers.
We need
you
to get...
You screwed this table so good, though, honey, that it's not going to collapse.
I sure Ooh. Did. Thank you very much.
So, like...
All right.
Scott Steiner.
Who got the best body?
All right, this Holler. Is going to be different. You have to say the one that not is not his super move, or is not his move. Ready?
Super move is the Street Fighter?
It's not his move. Ready? All right.
Yes.
The Skiner screwdriver. The Skiner.
The Skiner? What was it, Skynet,
the
like
Skiner
Terminator?
Screw, the Skiner's. The, Jesus, what's happening?
You're getting like I am. I can't.
The Skiner screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
The Steiner flatliner. Mm-hmm. The Steiner redliner, or the Steiner eyeliner. Done.
Juice.
Go ahead.
So I have to name the one that was not his move?
Yeah.
The Steiner eyeliner.
That is correct.
Bam! That is correct.
You struggled.
We are champions.
Current score is Juice has 10.
Ah, yeah.
I'm the girl whose name pants. Keeps changing has 2. And Ed has 4.
Agatha Christie.
Agatha.
Santos.
Aggie
Santos.
Aggie Santos.
Aggie Santos.
Aggie
Santos. Oh. Ready?
Yes.
Next wrestler, Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
AKA
Black Machismo. Yeah.
Where's the snake?
Dig it.
And the moves are.
All right.
Lethal weapon. Lethal injection. Fear of rejection. Lip injection. C-section. Vaginal infection. Done.
Aggie Santos. Lip injection.
That
Always.
Is wrong.
Yeah.
Damn. No, she's not.
Always wanted one.
How is she wrong More on close. That? How is she wrong on that?
It is not lip injection.
It is
C-section.
Lethal
scars?
Injection.
That is
she
correct.
Got she got it right.
That was my second one. Love that shit.
She's Fucking catching up. You guys are in trouble.
Get him gone.
How did she
get him gone?
She catching up.
Next wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page. Ready?
Bang! Shout out to DDP Yoga.
And the move names
lives.
Are.
You hear the pages flip.
Ready? And then
turn
names,
the page.
And the names are, and the, so the moves are for Diamond Dallas Page.
Mm.
You know me, but you don't know why I'm here. Me and Dolly. Yoga Fire. Yoga Flame. And the Diamond Cutter. Done.
Big Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
Diamond Cutter.
That is correct.
God damn it.
So far, it's Juice with 10, Aggie Santos with 1, and Ed with 5.
Aggie Santos.
Aggie Santos.
Randy Orton, ready?
Yes.
Randy Orton, ready? And the moves are the ABC, the TIT, the FARTS.
I like the TIT.
The RKO, and the BUTT.
Big Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
Aggie Santos, the ABC.
K-O.
Bam! That is correct.
If you listen back, listen to the words I spelled because that was only for me.
He's putting hidden messages, subliminal verses on the JP Dub.
And if you play the JP Dub backwards,
it's going to say, suck it!
next.
Next wrestler.
Shawn Michaels.
There's balls on our board.
Ready?
HBK, the Hit Break Kid.
And the move names are?
Yes.
Gentle Nick Titton.
Ready?
Let me just take a sip of my drink.
My scissor.
Sipping on the
scissor. Scissor.
And the names are Gentle Neck Tickle, Disappointing Drum Solo, Sweet Chin Music, Random High Five.
Juice.
Done.
Big Ed.
What? Aggie is second.
Ed.
Sweet Chin
Music. That is correct.
It's a shoe.
I have to say done. Next wrestler, Rob Van Dam.
The whole fucking show.
Mr. Monday Night.
RVD 420, I got time to burn. Yes.
And the move names are Double Impact, Time Cop, Hard Kill.
I like this list.
Hard Target, Universal Soldier, and Five Star Frog Splash.
Juice. Big Ed. Juice. Juice.
Done.
Big Ed.
Yes, Ed.
What the fuck?
Five Star Frog Splash.
Yes.
That is correct.
Bam. That is correct.
This motherfucker right here.
I've been hitting the table the entire time, and it's like, verbally, people get ahead of me.
Hit the pipe!
I'm just a competitive person. Every time I hit it, it doesn't matter.
She's very competitive on the table.
I hit it, it doesn't matter.
There are only four left.
Let's get it, because I have a raging clue.
And the current score is 10 for Juice. Mm. Aggie's got one. And Ed's got 8.
Probably the one where she hit
He's creeping on a come up.
A bone
so,
thug.
As we do here... I have.
If Ed wins, he's negative 2 points.
The next four are going to be worth a random number of points.
And it's based on
who answers. What the fuck does that even mean?
It's meant to keep the game tight to the end.
I like to keep it tight in the end.
next wrestler, Triple H. And
Triple H.
The move names are, remember, I gotta say done. When you hear the word done, just
oh, wow. I tried to Google that and like a big porno came on.
Triple H, ready?
Yes.
The moves are, Aggie, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I am ready.
And the move names are, say your name when you hear the word done, and then we'll help you answer it correctly.
We will assist you.
Ready?
Yeah.
The moves are, the pedigree, the puppy chow, the jerk hand.
The jerk chicken.
Oh my God, I know this one.
The pedigree, the puppy chow, the jerk hand, the sneeze boner, the expired breath mints. Done.
Big Ed.
Aggie. Aggie wants to say the puppy chow. Aggie wants to say the puppy chow.
The pedigree.
That is
correct. See, that was my second one. Damn it.
And she still smacks the shit out of it.
It's got
nine. Of course, Aggie only has one. What kind of podcast is this?
Aggie, are you ready
Leave
for the next
the women
wrestler?
In the behind.
Next wrestler is Petey Williams.
Oh, yeah. I got this unlocked.
There you go.
You might have it, though, too. Go ahead. Busting us, right?
It's up for grab. Just say your name when you hear me say done. We'll help you through it.
Don't smack the table.
There's been plenty of cheaters in this game, by the way.
Stop hitting the table. Say your name.
I'm sorry.
I said quit hitting the table.
All right, ready? And the moves are malt vinegar and chips, pancakes and maple syrup, patty cake, baker's man. The unusually mild winter.
What?
The Canadian Destroyer. Done.
Juice.
Aggie.
Juice. Juice.
The Canadian.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Ladies first.
No, you. Yeah.
Ladies first.
Go ahead.
Juice, you can answer. And if you answer wrong, oh, that's a bummer.
The lip driver.
That is incorrect. Aggie?
The Canadian Destroyer.
The Canadian Destroyer.
Bam! That is correct.
What the fuck?
See?
That question happened to be worth 8 points.
What the fuck?
Thank you. Finally, I get some credit.
So the current score
get some
is,
credit in the straight
there are only two. There are only two left here, and currently it is Juice with 10, Aggie with 9, Ed with 9.
Ooh.
Yes. Next wrestler.
Yes.
Bret Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
and the moves are.
Hot.
And the moves are the properly tied bow tie.
Definitely done that one.
The room temperature soup.
Ooh. Ooh, room temp?
The finger sniffer.
Smells like shit.
The difficult math problem.
What?
Or the sharpshooter.
Juice.
Aggie.
Done.
Big Ed.
Hey, Ed, what's up?
The sharpshooter.
Oh,
God damn it.
Bam.
He is a sharpshooter. He snuck right in.
He's a sharpshooter.
Look at me, got slithering in there.
In order to add controversy and to let everybody know that this game is fixed, that was worth 20 points.
What kind of shit is that?
Really?
I don't make the rules.
I hope the last question is worth 20 points. You made the rules.
You
made the rules.
You piece of shit.
Hey, he just pulled a Vince. He pulled a screw job.
Kiss my ass.
Kiss my dick. Yeah, kiss my fucking dick that I wrote right up there on the fucking board.
It's a fucking sad dick.
Kiss it.
Is it a kitty
it's
cat?
It's a sad dick.
That looks
it's
like
really sad.
The
you
chick
see
from
it?
Adventure Time.
Do you see it?
Oh, it is sad.
It is. It's a sad dick. You're a sad dick because you gave old boy fucking 20 points.
I don't make the rules.
Wait, he just said he did. I don't remember fucking how to make a count.
It's a Serbian connection.
He did.
It is.
Last question.
Yes.
This question is worth
3,000 points.
30 points.
Oh. So we can win.
Depending on who answers.
Okay.
Next wrestler.
I'm going to stab you all.
Roderick Strong.
Oh, I got it.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
The move names are Toothache from an Angel, Bittersweet Squirts.
Ooh.
Love Song, then Kick. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Love Song, then Kick Schlong.
Oh, no.
Bad Breath from a Boot Kick, or The End of Heartache. John.
Big Ed.
Yes, Ed?
The End of Heartache.
What the fuck?
Dick.
And unfortunately, that one was worth 0 points.
But Ed still wins!
What the fuck? That come from behind.
I'm coming for you, motherfucker! Next time we meet in the ring, you're gonna fucking feel the pain and the heartache.
Final score?
God damn it.
Aggie with a wonderful show.
Come on my show and disrespect me.
Thank you for playing with
9 points.
Agatha fucking Christie over here.
Again. Juice with a strong start and then a very lackluster middle and end.
Kind of like my sex life.
Ed dominating once again.
Jesus Christ.
I came in really hard though with those 9 points.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I would have had more, though, if you would let me, but you wouldn't. It's okay. I like the game that you play.
I'd like everybody to appreciate. Here's the last game.
All right.
Ooh, another game.
What word am I fucking spelling?
Your mom's vagina.
How dare you?
She's a sweet lady. I will kill you. After this podcast, you're going to get sweet chin music to the
fucking birds.
Right. Ready. First word.
In the mouth.
Say your name once I'm done spelling the word.
Okay. We really need buzzers.
What the fuck? Exactly.
T-I-T.
Big titties.
Ed. Big Ed.
Aggie.
Big titties.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Is that how we play?
It's Aggie. Say your name.
Ag? I know, but you said say your name before the word.
No, once I spell the word. You did it right. You just did it after.
I'm gonna take a seat back and follow. Let's
Ready?
See what you guys do.
B U T T.
Big Ed.
Justin. I forgot my name.
Ed.
But.
Bam. That is correct.
What the fuck? That doesn't spell butt. It spells boot.
You know what's crazy is that I would lose, but I follow directions.
That's right.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
This
I'm
motherfucker.
Stuck.
He's a communist. For all you listening out there, Big Ed the Assassin supports Kim Jong-un.
Vladimir.
Next word.
Love Vlad.
Oh, by the way, Kim Jong-un is not communist. I am communist, but he is not, so I do not support Kim Jong-un.
All right. Fair enough.
Putin, however?
He goes like this. This is how you pronounce his name, really.
I don't give a fuck.
No fucks given. We drink vodka, and if he dies, he dies.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes. Pamplemousse bouquet. Let's go.
Ready?
Yes.
F-A-R-T-S.
Juice.
Go.
Farts.
That is correct.
Last word.
Yes.
Unless you guys want me to spell more words, but I think we're done here. Ready?
Yes.
B-A-L-L-S.
Big Ed.
What?
Aggie.
Hey, Aggie. What does that spell?
Hello. That spells balls.
Bam. That is correct.
Bows! It spells bows.
Hey.
Lick my bows.
Fuck you, guys. Suck my balls, Mr. Garrison.
Oh, he's telling me going to suck his balls.
Thank you for playing, everyone.
All right. Who was the winner? What did we win?
Yeah, what's it?
Cake and sodomy?
No.
Oh.
Isn't that usually, like, winner and loser usually gets that?
It's the prize.
We talked about this.
Choose pro wrestling. Yeah, the prize and the punishment is always sodomy.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Have fun, Ed. That's why I always lose.
The best part is really not to be that great, but really
stay
not
right
to be
in the middle.
That keeps it real.
All right. Let's do the third act.
All right.
Let's wind it down. What's coming up?
I always love the third act because you might lose the woman's vision and you got to take a step back and then you're like, let's do the third act. And then they're like, okay, keep pushing it.
All right, Aggie Santos, shut the fuck up.
Santos.
What do we got coming up? Like I said, tonight we got Ring of Honor Best in the World coming up. So we'll have results and everything for you on the next episode. Is that the title for the next episode?
The next episode.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
It's the motherfucking juicy fucking G.
Can we
G.
play that?
No, we can't. You want to get sued?
Copyright.
We're going to get fucking sued.
No,
it's like in The Simpsons, like
seconds.
The shinning. You want to get sued, boy?
It's the shinning.
Yeah. So you got Monday Night Raw, all that shit coming up that might pay a little bit of attention to, but I don't really think so.
I thought we also got that video game tournament.
We do have the video game tournament, and we are going to hash out the rules and the details on that. Once again, there will be signups at the Green Door Bookstore in downtown Hobart. Once we get that all settled, everybody that follows us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, all that shit, we will give you details on that, and you guys can come and sign up and get ready for the baddest fucking tournament in the whole land.
But the thing is when you go to the Green Door to sign up,
you got
to
buy some books.
Buy some stuff.
You get used books for $1. What the fuck, Stratton? That's fucking insane. I love that shit. And you can get new books too.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, we'll give you guys all the details on that. It's going to be a good time.
The JP Dub podcast is part of the
Green Door Network. Motherfucker. Yeah, we'll be coming out with a lot of good shit for you guys. You know, I know this episode was a little fucking insane, even more than usual, but
it was insane, but you know what? You got to keep people on the hook.
Yeah. By hook or by crook, you're going to get look.
We'll get the JPW t-shirts.
Oh, they're going to be coming.
They're coming soon. The JPW stickers.
Stickers.
Coming soon.
Mm. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling. Get involved on the action on Twitter. You get a lot of wrestling updates and all kinds of fun shit at JP Dub Podcast on Twitter.
The Facebook group, JP Dub Facebook group.
JP Woo. You got to join the JP Woo. That's the Juice Pro Wrestling universe. Join, interact, share anything related to pro wrestling, whether it's fucking goofy, nonsensical, serious, whatever. We don't give a fuck as long as it's somewhat related to wrestling. You can follow us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes. You can look us up on the Green Door Network at www.greendoornetwork.com. And you can also get very entertained on Stitcher. What else?
Stitcher.
Any podcast platform.
Let me repeat what you said.
Yes.
If you have an iPhone or an Apple product, go to iTunes Podcasts and look up Juice Pro Wrestling.
Go.
And subscribe and leave a review.
Yeah.
If you have an Android phone.
Google Play.
Android phone. What is it?
There's a new app called Google Podcasts. You download Google Podcasts.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's new?
It. Type Juice. Space.
Pro.
Space.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Space.
Yeah, it's a new app, and it's really easy to use. So if you got an Android phone, tell your friends and family and everyone around you about this podcast so we can grow the fandom.
Yes.
If you have any questions, you can email juice at jpdubpodcast@gmail.com. Be friendly.
Ask a question.
We will read your email on the internet.
Yes.
Live on the podcast.
Yeah.
You can be internet famous with us.
Internet famous. If somebody's like, man, you know what? That is so badass that they're doing a podcast. I would like to do a podcast. What would they do? Where would they start?
Where would they go? You can email me at thegreendoornetwork@gmail.com. Yeah, just do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to complicate things.
Yeah, or head down to the Green Door bookstore, and you can catch The Man in the Flesh.
You could see me at Green Door Books in downtown. Beautiful, beautiful downtown Hobart.
Beautiful downtown Hobart.
Brickies, you can't beat them.
Yeah, come talk to me. We'll talk.
Yeah. Hey, and Ed, what about your region reviews?
Region reviews, follow them. It's some of the best areas in the region.
That's right.
NWI, the 219, the 619.
Oh, we're getting it. Wait,
Rey Mysterio's going to rename that to the 219.
Yeah,
it's just
probably
more important.
Once again, hey, everybody that has subscribed and listens every week.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys are fucking wonderful. I'd like to unzip you.
Hey, if they got any suggestions for shows, too, they should email Juice.
Yeah, email. And anybody that has any ideas you'd like to come on, you got something to say? Anyway, thank you guys for fucking joining in today, episode 14. This is Juice the Animal Steel for Sretton the Savage, Big Ed the Assassin, and Aggie Santos.
Aggie Santos. Thank you for having me. I hope I wasn't too annoying. Thank you.
No, you're very annoying, but it's all right. hey. We're going to end it now with a little bit of
Wet 'em up, wet 'em up, wet 'em up, wet 'em up,
wet 'em up, wet 'em up, yeah, yeah. Really?
You gonna do sex to me?
Maybe Vader time's over. I'm nothing but a big piece of shit.